Umtinalo ukunikeza umuthi kuzigulane ezithatha amaphilisi nsuku zonke kumbe viki zonke noma nyanga zonke waziwa ngokuthi Pharmacy Dispensing Unit, PDU. Ukusebenza kwawo kufana xathu lwe-ATM yokuthatha imali phandle kwebhanga. Okwakuqala, izigulane zihambisa kule ndawo yokuthatha umuthi ipharmacy konke okuphathelane lazo lo mkhuhlane wazo kanye lamaphilisi okufanele ziwathole. Konke lokhu kufakwa emshinini yamakhompyutha exhumene nali ATM yomuthi. Ngemva kwalokho isigulane siphiwa ikhadi elifana naleli ele-ATM yokuthatha imali. Usuka-ke lapho aqonde emshinini eseyedwa ayifake ikhadi lakhe lenombolo yakhe yangasese ukuze umshina ube mazi. Ngaleso sikhathi kuvela umfanekiso wengcithi eziphi umuthi bakhulumisane ukuze ogulayo athole impendulo alazo ngomkhuhlane wakhe. Ngemva kwalokho umshina lo untshantshaza yonke imithi okufanele itholwe yilesi sigulane bese siwuthatha sisihambele. Ingcithi kwezomhlobo yale mshini enkampanini yemithi kwele-South Africa e-Right e-Pharmacy, umnumzana David Mulele uthi lo mshini uthatha imizuzu emithathu kuphela ukuthi uqedelwane lesigulane.
The technology is very exciting because, for one, it saves the patients a lot of time and from missing work, but also we are open on Saturdays and Sundays as well. It's convenient for the patients as well to make sure that they get their medication.
What is Gulane as a lead to start a seed? Akula thuba lokuthi zibe zilokhu zithethiswa ngomongikazi ngoba zifika nje ziqonde emshineni zingathatha njalo umuthi wazo ebusuku loba emini ngempela viki loba ngekhefu. Kanti ke sekuzaphungula inani labantu abaya esibhedlela. Kayikho imali ehlawulwa isigulane ukuthola lo umuthi. Isizalwane sakwele South Africa uNkosazana Bathandwa Mbele ngomunye wabantu asebesebenzisa lo mshina.
Ngiyaxolisa kakhulu ngomethini esinikweyo wase-CDU Pharmacy. Akusafani nakuqala, yonke into ihamba right. Umshini awulibazisi, awuthathi ixesha, even nabantu abasincedayo banethe kakhulu ngayo.
Loba nje lo mshini ungakethulwa eZimbabwe, usuthelele izalwane zeZimbabwe kwele-South Africa isikhwele sebefisa ukuthi aluba uyethulwa laseZimbabwe. Isalwane seZimbabwe umnumzana Standing Ndlovu ubona ukuqhutshwa kwenhlelo zenhlanganiso ye-Asakaneni Health and Wellness enakakela lokufundisa abaphila negciwane lengculaza ukuthi lo mshini uzasiza kakhulu ngoba omongikazi esikhathini esiningi bazihlukumeza lezi zigulane ikakhulu ezithatha amaphilisi egciwane lengculaza awofuba i-TB, awechukela, awe-BP neminye imikhuhlane.
Akusafani nekliniki ukuthi iyabevula ngo-8 ivalwa ngo-4. Njalo umshini akusuke umuntu ezabe ikhathala njengamanesi ukuthi uthole ukuthi asetiyeni ora kulunch ora khathele ora baku-strike ora kanjani. So ngibona ngani uzoba lisizo kakhulu endabeni zesikhathi kuhlanganisa ukuya ekliniki lokubhalansa indaba zomsebenzi.
UNdlovu okhokhela inhlanganiso elabantu abafika izinkulungwane ezinhlanu, iningi labo kungabaphila legciwane lengculaza, labanye abangelalo kodwa abasekela imizamo yalinhlanganiso. Uthi okunye okuhle njalo yikuthi isikhathi sonke isigulane nxa silanda amaphilisi sithola ithuba lokukhulumisana lengcithi kwezemithi okuyinto enhle kakhulu.
So siyafisa ukuthi ma ungaba khona naseZimbabwe unganceda kakhulu-ke, especially indaba zokungaqhutshwa kahle laphana kwindawo zabodokotela. Uthole ukuthi baku-strike or i-staff ziku-strike, akusetshenzwa ngapho umuntu ofuna i-treatment yakhe. So ma ungaba khona unganceda kakhulu-ke emphakathini waseZimbabwe ukuthi bathole ama-treatment awo ngesikhathi esifaneleyo.
Ngokokuqala Afrika ukuthi kube lo mthina lo, wona-ke wenziwe inkampani Right to Care isebenzisana ndawonye le-Right e-Pharmacy. Wena South Africa usukhona Alexander Shopping Plaza, kanti uhulumende uthi kukhangelela ukuthi uqale ukutholakala endaweni ezithiyeneyo zelizwe. AbeZimbabwe kuna-ke ikakhulu laba abaphila legciwane lengculaza abahlala besiyathatha amaphilisi bathi bayafisa kakhulu ukuthi uhulumende awethule laseZimbabwe limthina okuyinto abathi izaguqula impilo zabo kakhulu ekutholeni amaphilisi okudingeka bawanathe impilo yabo yonke. Ngelesuku 7 Johannesburg, South Africa, ngingu-Benedict Mhlapo.